Now let's talk just briefly here about portable navigation. So things like your iPad or your cell phone, ForeFlight, Garmin Pilot, all that good stuff. iPods are really great, but there's a caveat here. There are tons of options when it comes to portable GPS units. One of your best bets is to purchase an iPad or an Android tablet and dedicate its use just for your navigation app, such as ForeFlight, Garmin Pilot, or WingX Pro, whatever it might be that you want to use. There are also separate GPS units that you can buy, like a Garmin 696. The advantage of a standalone unit, like a Garmin 696, is that there's no other software on it, and it will probably work great as a GPS and nothing else, which is most likely what you want. Less likely to overheat, freeze up, have software bugs, updates, all that weird stuff. So, some advantage to having just a pure Garmin GPS versus something a little bit more multifunctional like your cell phone or your iPad. The advantage of an iPad or an Android tablet is that you can do a lot more with them, like multiple apps, or internet, and email, all that good stuff. You can also switch software easily and upgrade to the latest and greatest software, or even combine your logbook into an electronic app along with Garmin Pilot and ForeFlight or whatever else, and you can switch between them. Obviously, if you buy a Garmin GPS, you're pretty much stuck with that one single unit. Whichever one you choose, though, remember this. This is probably the most important part here. There is no FAA-approved portable electronic GPS that you can legally use to navigate under IFR. To be able to file direct or accept direct to most fixes, you will have to have a panel-mounted, TSO'd, FAA-approved GPS receiver, like a Garmin 430, 530, 650, whatever it might be, Garmin G1000, all that good stuff. Don't let anyone try and tell you that your iPad will ever be a legal way to navigate under IFR. It flat out won't. It just is not going to work. And we could spend 20 minutes talking about why we're not going to. Just know that that is not a legal way to navigate your aircraft. You need panel-mounted TSO FAA-approved GPS units to navigate legally under IFR for using GPS. Now, can you use your iPad legally while flying IFR? Sure, if it's in addition to the already legal items that you have on board the aircraft. Now, it's a really great situational awareness tool, so we do recommend you have them. Just understand that it's not a legal way to navigate. So we can see our little diagram here that this iPad has a sticky note. This iPad was WAAS FAA approved. Like, no, just because you wrote it on there with a sticky note or some duct tape doesn't make it legal to fly with. You can still use it for situational awareness. It's great. It's a great backup to have, but understand it's not going to be a legal way to navigate. So kind of a trick question there on some written exams or oral exams. You want to make sure that you're using legal TSO FAA-approved GPS receivers. We'll see you in the next one for electronic navigation.